I think that the Iranians, in effect, carried out a clever ploy to try to deter the sanctions regime. This deal, if accepted in the fall, would have been a tremendous step forward. The idea was to remove from Iran so much highly enriched uranium, so that there is no way that for about 6 months Iran would have in its possession enough to work on a nuclear device. Now Iran has had over 6 months of production, and even by giving this up, now has enough left over to do that. And so it does not buy space for negotiations like the initial draft was. There's also another difference between this draft and the original one. This one specifically grants Iran the right to enrich and recognizes that right. The previous one did not. And even though I think the United States, the UN, and others have been drifting toward a compromise in that area, they are not willing to blatantly concede that issue to the Iranians. In fact, that's been the subject of many of the sanctions resolutions.
So do you think that this swap is more for show than actually a breakthrough?
Absolutely. I think the Iranians did it for show, and they will get two things out of it. They will weaken the resolve of the Chinese and the Russians, but it appears not sufficiently to steer them away from signing on, and it will make the United States and those governments involved less popular around the world, where these subtleties are not appreciated, and Iranians know that, you know, that it looks really good. It looks as if they did what the international community wanted, when in fact they have not. It was a very tricky ploy, and it's all in the weeds. And so many people are going to say, what's the matter? In fact, I'm seeing experts do that. And the problem is that the Iranians waited until they had enough nuclear material producing it every month, and we know the totals because they have to report it to the IAEA, so that if they did the deal now, they'd have enough left over, you know, defeating the initial purpose of the entire deal.